Well, good to see you all today. I'll be quick. We got a lot to talk about, and appreciate y'all praying for us. I think we had it as about as good as anybody could have it, that anybody that had double pneumonia with COVID. And they told me if I hadn't waited so long to go to the doctor, I probably wouldn't have to go into the hospital. But that's okay. I needed that experience. 61 years old, and I've never been in the hospital, so thank the Lord for that. But if you've been praying for us, man, we appreciate it. We are clear and 100%. So I'm a little bit hoarse, probably just from stuff that, just from coughing a little bit. So if I put a throat lozenger in my mouth in a minute, it's just when I get to talking much, I get hoarse. I don't know if y'all actually remember what's going on. So I'm going to I changed everything yesterday about what we were supposed to do today, what I was going to speak on, because this weekend is our 15-year anniversary, our church. We constituted as a church October 30th, 2005. I don't know if y'all remembered that or not. Some of you are not in the picture, but we're going to celebrate a little bit because all this COVID stuff, you know, all that's changed. We're not going to do what we wanted to do, but what I really wanted to look at, you remember a couple of weeks ago when we were here, we actually started talking about, and we're going to still do this for several weeks, when we looked at Peter and what he said about finding the hope that is in us. And I'm going to just interweave some of our church history. And at different times, I'm just going to ask you if you'd just like to stand up and, in a short way, share with us something that God taught you about his faithfulness since you've been a part of Harmony. How many was here at the Opera House, with us at the Opera House when we started? Quite a few of y'all. I'm not real touchy-feely, so my wife said I need to do some of this, so I'm going to try, but, we're going to see, all right? Faithful. Remember the verse from Peter, and this is exactly what he said. He said, always be prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. And if you don't have anything to base it on right now, I feel sorry for you because of the mess that we're in all across the board, you know, country-wise, everything. And so that's what we're going to look at quickly. And again, I'm going to try to hit some things as far as our history, because some of you know it, really some of you don't know as much about it, but I'm not going to go into a lot of details, just to highlight a couple things that absolutely you have to look back and say, you know, God's been faithful. There's quite a few churches that started since we started that no longer meet, you know, and God's just... Well, let me read this email from, where is it? Josh Chadwick sent it this morning. He gets a devotion from me, and he responded because I just reminded him. He said, Brother Terry, the 15th anniversary of the establishment of Harmony Community Church is a monumental event. Our living Lord brought each of the founders to the mountaintop and enabled us to form the biblical bond of Christian encouragement we practice today, a great team of believers reaching out to the unsaved community. And boy, he's right, all that God has done. And quite a few of those same people that were there, and they're no longer here. They're in different parts of the world. But God used them at different stages in his faithfulness to get things done. Why would people ask that question? You remember I posted it then. You know, what's going on in our life that anyone would look at us and say, you have something, what is that? You know, with all that's going on, How is it that you deal with this or that and you don't seem to be flustered about it? How is it? That's the question Peter's asking. Why would they look at our lives and ask that? And that's exactly what Peter's saying. We can be sure of a hope because God is faithful. That's it. And that's what we're going to look at quickly this morning. I apologize for that. I don't know. We thought we had it fixed just a moment ago, but evidently it fell off the mountain thing again there. I have it here. I'll just read it out loud. Remember Jeremiah in Lamentations. Remember who Jeremiah was, right? He had a hard road. He preached for 40 years that judgment's coming from the north, and they hated him, and, you know, they were going to kill him, and they didn't kill him, and, boy, it was tough, all right? And in Lamentations, this is what he's writing. He says, I am the man that hath seen affliction by the rod of the wrath. He had led me, God had led me, and caused me to walk in darkness and not in light. Surely against me he turneth his hand again and again all day. My flesh and my skin hath made me old. He hath broken my bones. But he jumps down to chapter 3, and look how everything changes. In chapter 3, see, will that one come up? Oh, yeah, how'd you get it up? There it is. Bless your heart, Ken. Have I got it again? Okay, thanks. He says, if it's Jehovah's loving kindness that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not, they are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Every day. And that's exactly what we want to look at. Jehovah is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. Jehovah is my good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. When I started this a few weeks ago, that's exactly what we were talking about. You know, Peter and hope. And we're going to get back to that because it really goes back to eternal security. And there are so many people confused on that. We're going to actually still deal with that a couple of different Sundays and try to point out some things about that. All right. We're going to reminisce a little bit, and again, I'm going to ask you from time to time, if somebody would like to just stand up in a couple sentences and said, God has taught me his faithfulness through this event, whether it's with Harmony or not, okay? But even when I was finishing my dissertation and I had to defend it in front of the oral board, when they started looking at all the stuff that had happened, it just kind of blew their mind, what God had done through Harmony with all the things that we had to deal with all those years. They just, from outside, you know, they looked at it and said, absolutely, you know, God has been faithful. And that's right. God is faithful. What about the rainbow? I'm just pulling some out. You know, what did he say? He said, I'll never do that again. So he gave us a rainbow. The Abrahamic covenant, whenever he promised to Noah, I mean to Abram, he said to say unto him, get thee out of the country and from the land, the kindred and the fathers, into the land that I'll show you, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I'll bless thee, and make thy name great. Thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless you, and curse them that curse you, and in thee all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So he departed to the Lord, and spoke unto him, and Lot with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. A promise he made to him, that he would be faithful. What happens just a little bit later in Exodus? You know, whenever they come out of Egypt and they go to Sinai and God calls Moses up the mountain to give him the guidelines for the nation, and this is what happens. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down, he stayed up on the mountain too long. So you remember what happened? They just went crazy and built a god out of gold at the bottom of the mountain. And boy, that fell apart real quick. And you'd have thought, my goodness, how can God deal with that? But then a little bit later, just in verse 30, chapter 34, look what happens. He calls him back again, and he says, this was what I want to do, and he didn't destroy everybody. And he hewed the two stones like unto the first, and Moses rose up early in the morning and went up to Mount Sinai again, as Jehovah had commanded him, and he took his hand into the two tables. And Jehovah, God passed before him and proclaimed, Jehovah, Jehovah, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in love and kindness and truth. If we have anything to hope for, or hope in, it's the fact that God is faithful. It might not work out exactly like we like, but he's going to take care of it. Keeping love and kindness for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin that will by no means clear the guilty. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, upon the children's children, upon the third and upon the fourth generations. How has God been faithful to Harmony in us? Now, that's what, just think about it. Again, in just a few minutes, I'm going to ask you from time to time. If somebody would like to share something, just keep it as short as possible, and we'll get to share maybe a little bit more. All right, I think I made enough notes in here to follow it. 15 years this weekend we constituted as a church. There's quite a few names on that book, actually, that was there that first day. If you remember, well, let's see, here it is. To me personally, with all that went on before, starting over from nothing with many of you, because you know what happened whenever, when we left the other local church, it was not a good situation, and when you do in that kind of situation, you're really not sure how it's going to turn out. You know what I mean? You just say, okay, God, we think this is what we're supposed to do. How many were in those meetings at the Whitakers for those weeks when we were doing experiencing God and determine that we would constitute as a church? What group is that? Still a bunch of y'all. You know, we didn't just hop into it. It took us about 6 months, because when I left the other place, they had to pay me for 6 months since we didn't have any money at Harmony, and we didn't have any money. It was one of those things where you say, okay, and personally it was for me, okay, what are we going to do if we get to the end of the 6 months? Because the church was paying us $400 a month, and our rent was $1,000 a month, so, and we didn't have a lot of money after Madison. I mean, there wasn't any. So that was one of those things where we, Debbie and I, decided, okay, if God is not in this and it doesn't continue, he'll still take care of us. And he's been faithful. I mean, he has, personally. And not only that, but just for the church. When you're just really not sure how the thing's going to turn out, what are you going to do? Either you trust God or you don't. You know, when you get COVID and you go to the hospital, how is it going to turn out? You don't know, do you? It's kind of funny. I ain't going to tell you all that personal stuff. When I finally got there, they said, why'd you wait so long? I said, because I don't like the hospital. Never been in the hospital in my life. They said, you know, you ain't no spring chicken. I said, okay. That's all right. Anyway, you know, that kind of stuff. So you start thinking, what in the world are they doing? And anyway, God miraculously allowed me to get better quick, even though they said I was old. You know, I don't think I'm that old. You trust God if you do what you understand the scripture to do, and God blesses. And that's it. That's just the way it goes. February 2005, we left the other church. A lot of you were there that morning. From there, this thing started. And again, all these months that went on, things that happened that wasn't good, wasn't right, doesn't even matter now. It's not important. You know, God has gone on with that, and we understand. We resigned with that situation, as I just mentioned already, and really didn't know how things were going to work out, you know. But God's been faithful. You know, when we got to that point where we as a church, a group, decided to constitute as a church, what did God taught you at that point, anybody, in those 6 months? Anybody want to share anything? You know, we decided at the Whitaker's house we were going to go ahead and constitute as a church. Who want to share something? You know, you remember after we resigned, we didn't really know what was going to happen, so I was already in that program, so we went to seminary and just going to try to figure out what God wanted to do, because it's pretty devastating the way all of it came down, and we had already rented a place to live, and then we came back, and some of the group, and this group, you know, wanted to meet. So you remember we met the first Easter in 2005 in March at Tim and Nancy's. And that's kind of where it kicked off. And, you know, it's kind of amazing the way God does things, because, you know, Tim and Nancy were major at that point. Just like all through our church history, there have been people that God brought us for specific things that they're no longer with us. That's just the way that works. You know, God is faithful, and he'll send what needs to be when needs, and may be always, may not all be always. But we started there, and Nancy and them's, man, that was a brand new house, wasn't it? And they let children's church meet in their house. And you know, we were there, started getting hot. There was no air conditioning in his shop that he had just built. We moved to the Powersville Opera, because Bobby had some connections and did have air conditioning, but it was not conducive for church growth. Y'all remember that? But even then we had breakfast, didn't we? Yes, we did. And God was faithful, you know, so we said, you know, we got to do something else. And those things kept changing. We went to the Opera House. We stayed there, and then we ended up, after what's not very long, October is when we moved, and we went up to the Byer Memorial Auditorium that was still up there, and they were letting us rent it. So we stayed up there. We were trying to find a place, and after they started to renovate that and we had to get out, we started looking, you know, trying to find a, because they were renting the schools, churches in different places, but nobody would rent to us. In Peach County, in Houston County, we met with them several times, and there was political stuff going on behind the scene. We know that now, but they would rent to other people, but they wouldn't rent to us. So we said, okay, but we had to get out of Byron. By that time, the attendance had, picked up quite a bit. So, again, God had Laura and Dale in our lives. So she opened it up where the people at Westfield let us use their facility. So, I mean, we rented it, we paid them, but that was one of those things as well. I could tell you stories that you don't even know about how they harassed us people that were down there because the school were letting us use it. I mean, God's been faithful. All this nonsense, we didn't get caught up in it. We just went on with it. But that's exactly the way it was. So that's exactly what happened. He got us, we were down there for 9 months. Y'all remember that? It was an excellent place. Brand new place. I mean, they just built this, what would you call it? Kind of like a singing auditorium, right? With a hold about 150 chairs, had a big wide stage. I mean, it was, and they didn't even charge us that much, but it was great. But he was faithful. All those times when we didn't know what was going to happen. We had been mobile now for what, 2 years. Mike knows that, and these other guys, they'd take all our stuff in the church trailer, go set it up wherever we're meeting, all the sound equipment, go set it up, we have service, take it back down every Sunday, for 2 full years. And, God was faithful when people worked. What had happened to me? It's locked up. Okay, let me get my note here, and then I won't, just keep me on track, and I won't chase so many rabbits off, all right? Well, what happened when we kept looking for a place and we couldn't find anywhere that was, they just wanted way too much money to rent a place. Roy had already started looking. Roy Miller had already started looking, so he found this piece of land right here, and he was able to get it at a really good price, and we had saved enough money that we actually paid cash for the 4 acres that we bought. And so we were still meeting, and they'd started cleaning, and all the men, great time. They did so much work up here just to clean up. And finally, when we decided that, we can build something, have a payment cheaper than we're paying rent on somewhere else. But the next thing was finding somebody to loan us some money because we didn't have enough money. We'd paid most of our money for the land, so just to get this initial first building, we didn't have enough money. And Miss Linda was very instrumental in this because as we got to checking, nobody wanted to loan a church any money that wasn't 10 years old. And we were 2 years old and mobile. But somehow she was able to get SunTrust. Wasn't you the one? Yeah. Somehow SunTrust said, well, we'll do it. So we borrowed enough money we had already started this building. We had enough to get going, but we didn't get finished. And that's just this building, none of the side building or anything. And so we had enough we borrowed enough to get in here and get it usable. So in 2007, in August, September was our first service in here. How many years ago was that? 8? Is that right? No, what, it's 7? No, that's 13 years. Good night. That's right. This is 2020. So this is where we started. And, God's been faithful that whole time. And who knew how any of this was going to work out? Did anybody? I sure didn't. Yes, that's it. Well, I'm not sure we did it by the book. We sure didn't do it the traditional way. We still don't, but, if you go back and you look how most of the churches start, a mother church comes along, says, we'll pay for this, y'all see how it goes, and we'll keep funding you, we'll cut you off after this much. We didn't have any of that. We just started with basically nothing, and God was faithful. So who else wants to share something right at this point? When we got up here, what God taught you when we had the first, and even our first service over here, we had 2 services. We started with 2 services just to give people an option. We've always been a little bit different in that regard, that we didn't do everything the way, we tried to follow God's word. We made a lot of mistakes. I ain't going to say we haven't. But if you try to do the right thing, God will bless if it's going to honor him. And he's been faithful. And that's one thing that reminds me, whatever happens, all that he's done, our hope is based on his faithfulness, not on me or anybody else. Oh, Scott, you got me back. Am I ready to go, Ken? There's a verse I want to put up. There's a reason why, or I wouldn't even use it, through harmony. It can be up to today. It doesn't have to be just up to this point. Look at this verse. You remember Joseph? All that his brothers did, he ends up in Egypt as the prime minister, basically. or second in command to the president. And his brothers show up there, and he doesn't reveal who he is to the end, and he saves them by getting them food. And after his father died, they think he's going to retaliate and hurt them because of the way they treated him. And this is how he responds. And they sent a message unto Joseph. These are his brothers. And they sent a message unto Joseph, saying, "Thy father did command before he died, saying, So shall you say unto Joseph, Forgive, I pray now, the transgression of thy brethren and their sin, for that they did unto evil." His dad was telling them to tell him, you know, ask him to forgive you and not retaliate because of the way y'all treated him. Ask him in my name. "And now we pray thee, forgive the transgression of the servants of God, of thy father." And Joseph wept when they spake to him. And his brothers also went and fell down before his face, and they said, "Behold, we are thy servants." And Joseph said unto them, "Fear not, for am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive." The nation of Israel, through which Jesus came through that event. Had those leaders perished, God's line perished in the famine in Jerusalem, then it would have cut it off. And he knew that. He said, "I know everything that happened up to this point was meant to hurt me." He said, "But God is faithful and used that for good." It's the same thing. It ain't any different. No matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's COVID, if it's a crazy president. It really doesn't matter what it is, because we always going to have all of that, you know. But God's still faithful. And if we look back and examine anything that God's ever done, that should always be the basis for our hope. Absolutely, we know, because of what his faithfulness has already shown us, we can get through this day and then tomorrow and whatever else comes. That's exactly the point. God did not build harmony the traditional way. You know, still people, when they find out how we operate, they look at it and say, "We never heard of anything like that." They do. And, you know, people come sometimes, and not everybody that comes here is going to stay, and that's okay. They don't fit. You know, they would cause more trouble than they would be able to help, and that's fine. I understand that. We don't ever need to get hung up on who comes and leaves. We've had so many people come, and we've been able to help them, and they stay a while, and they just see it's not going to work, and they go somewhere else. We don't care about that if we can help them. We're not, that's not what we're about. We've never been that way. Hope we never get that way. But everything's been done differently, and God has seemed to bless it. Just because, mainly, I think, because we try to honor his word. That's one of the main things. But he's been faithful. Well, you know, I know some really small churches, a fraction of our size, they pay an ungodly amount to have somebody clean a church half this size every week. And when they told me, I'm just thinking, I can't believe that. And you're throwing money away, you know. And, you know, I think that's one of the things. We keep it real, real simple. We don't try to waste any money. We try to use it, you know, for ministry. And I think that why, you know, God has blessed us. You know, we had a little bit of loan left on this building when we added the youth building over in 2013. And we bought that 3.5 acres of land at the same time up here where the pecan trees are. And so we borrowed some more money to be able to do all that. And you know what happened about right after we borrowed the money, right? In 2013, the economic bottom fell out around here, and all the housing stuff went to the pits, and everything was horrible. You know, churches were taking 35% cuts because people were losing their jobs. You know, that's when Mark and them went to Atlanta, because everything went to the bottom. And we had a pretty big loan. I didn't even look it up, but it was quite substantial. It probably should have taken us as a basis 5 years to pay it off. Well, all that going on, in 2.5 years, we were debt-free. And no large donations. No, nobody came in here and gave us $25,000. I think one person gave us 10 one time in that era. Later, somebody gave us some, but just in that, something had happened in their family, but there was no money. I mean, there's no, like, nobody, we were not having money raising things. We were still doing ministry. You know, we were still doing community days. We dropped $12,000-$15,000 on one of those every year, where we were just trying to reach out to the community. And in 2.5 years, we were debt free. That's just God. I don't know any other way to explain that. God's just been faithful. That's exactly what we look at. Okay. Oh, we already talked way past this. Yes, sir. God's been faithful. I'm going to just read two verses and we're going to close. We're not going to sing just because we're over our time. I do want to say this. There are some people that have been interested in joining the church, and we haven't had our class because of COVID. But I do have a paper that I can give you this morning. It's the first step. If you have an interest in being a bona fide member of Harmony, it's just a 2-page paper that tells you a little bit about us, and you tell us, okay, I need to be baptized. I don't need to be baptized. I want to talk to somebody else. If you'd like one of those, I'll give you one before we leave. I didn't get in here and make the copies earlier, but I'm going to do it. But I can make you one before you leave if you want it, because we do have quite a few people that are interested in, and we're going to have that meeting before the year's out. And by the way, I forgot, we're working on the details. We will have a Thanksgiving celebration. We're trying to figure out how all that's going to work. We are going to have that. It's just part of our what we're going to do. We're trying to figure out how to do it the best way. When I say that, I mean a meal, okay, where we eat together. We're not going to pass that by. We'll figure out something. So be praying about that for us. That'll be, what, 2 or 3 weeks from now? What's the Sunday? 22nd. Yeah, that sounds right. Why is God faithful? If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us for our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I don't understand that. Why would He do that? But He said He would, that He's faithful. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us for our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Look what He says, "My little children, these things write unto you, that you may not sin. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father." You know how that works? Quickly. There's a big word a little bit farther down in there. It's just translated most of the old English translations, propitiation. And what it means is this. We were sinners. God forgave us, but He's no longer mad at us. Because in His forgiving, He satisfied Himself so that He could look favorably on us. You know, in paganism, you always have to take something to the god to sacrifice to try to get them to show favor. You know, that you had to win their favor. But in God, when He forgave, He did both things. He forgave and He says, not only am I forgiving your sin, I'm going to be favorable toward you. I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to take care of you. I'm not going to shun you, even though all that you've done to me and even to what we do now. And so when He says, if we confess our sin, He'll forgive us. Why? Because God is faithful. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank You. We thank You that You are faithful, brand new every day, that You'll forgive us. We can turn from our sin. You will heal us. You'll help us through it, and You'll be glorified. Lord, we just praise You for all You've done through this body of people in the last 15 years. We just ask that we will continue to honor Your word, and You'll bring glory to Yourself through it. In Jesus' name, amen. Y'all have a great day.